ISIS has Pakistan in its sights. English words build bridges into Russia, and we get a follow-up to a refugee story in Ukraine. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Worst case scenario, Islamic State with nuclear weapons. That's their goal, and they want to buy one from Pakistan within a year. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International has been talking about this possibility for months. Why should we believe the latest propaganda?
Islamic State has been very clear about its objectives, and it carries through on the threats it has, and then documents it for all the world to see.
Their goal? To hit the United States by smuggling the weapon through the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, this kind of evil can only be defeated by spiritual truth, says Allen. In Pakistan, Forgotten Missionaries International is recruiting national Christians to take the truth of the gospel to their people.
We're trying to counteract the forces of evil there by sharing truth, by sharing hope, by acts of compassion, guiding people who are seeking truth and how to find that truth.
FMI has five new pastors who need support. Help at missionnews.org. Well, the streets are just barely cleared in some of the outlying villages in Nepal. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders tells us there's still rubble as far as the eye can see. He was with a team that just returned from the disaster zone and says the reconstruction task ahead is mind-boggling.
Brought a lot of tents in, a lot of tarps to help set up for the monsoon season. And then they're also working in the villages trying to sort some of the bricks out and break off the concrete on some of them so they can use them to start rebuilding.
By coming alongside Christians who are providing help to survivors, they've seen a remaking in the heart of a community.
Pray for us and pray for the church in Nepal that God will really use the church at this time to minister to the needs of the people. And there's a lot of hurting people in Nepal right now, a lot of people with a lot of questions and saying, why? What is this? What's happening?
100% of the donations given to the VBB Nepal Relief Fund go to the effort there. Prayer needs, links, and video at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News. A month after Nepal's earthquake, both the United Nations and the government are renewing calls for aid. Thousands of survivors are in tent cities facing monsoon season. Two delegates from New Tribes Mission will be on the ground in 6 days to meet with pastors and figure out how best to help. NTM is trying to raise $100,000 toward that. Why? Well, it allows local Christians to respond during crisis in the name of Christ. Want to help out? We'll link you directly at our website. I'll bet your kids would never attend a summer camp to learn English. But that's exactly what kids in Russia are doing this year. SOAR International workers are teaching English classes and spreading the gospel at a Russian summer camp. SOAR's Greg Mangione explains.
We'll be helping this church in the south part of Moscow with this English camp that they will be hosting. And we've got a team, including a couple of our staff, a total of about 6 people. And they'll just spend that week and a half teaching English, sharing God's love, and ministering together with this church.
SOAR workers were there last year. It was such a success that they were invited back. Mangione says he's pretty excited to see how God blesses the campers and the workers this summer.
The seeds that are planted to everyone are invaluable. So we're just looking forward to seeing what God has in store.
You can help SOAR impact lives by checking our website for ways to pray, donate, and serve. And ever wonder how God uses your donation? Mission Eurasia tells us their iCare refugee program in Ukraine wouldn't have been successful without you. Your support helped provide 7,200 food packs, 272,000 individual meals, more than 583,000 pounds of clothing, and more than 845,000 pieces of scripture-related literature. More than 1 million internally displaced people still need your support and God's Word. Our website has a link for you to give. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 21st century has 4 big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are. If left unchecked, all of them will affect you and your family around you. Get your copy of the new 4 Dangers white paper by clicking on the Haggai link at missionnews.org. That's the Haggai Institute link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.